In this bulletin, contenders to replace New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian count their numbers. More than 100 arrested at another anti-vaccination rally in Melbourne. And in sport, star all-rounder Elise Perry makes Australian cricket history. Good morning, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Dominic Perrottet is firm favourite to replace Gladys Berejiklian as New South Wales Premier after her dramatic resignation over an independent commission against corruption probe. But the state's treasurer maintains he's yet to decide if he'll run for the top job. Planning Minister Rob Stokes is the only person to officially declare, with Jobs Minister Stuart Ayres and Transport Minister Andrew Constance also considered potential candidates. Former Prime Minister John Howard has backed the Treasurer for next leader, but Mr. Perrottet has told Nine News any talk of leadership ambitions is hypothetical.
If I reach the decision that I put my hand up, then I'll have something further to say about that, but ultimately at the moment I want to speak to my family first and speak to colleagues and make a decision off the back of that.
Victoria Police has made more than 100 arrests at a Melbourne demonstration against mandatory vaccination. Crowds gathered at Melbourne's Royal Botanic Gardens after Victorian authorities announced thousands of authorised workers would need to get vaccinated to continue doing their jobs. 109 people were arrested for various offences and 108 penalty notices were issued for breaching the Chief Health Officer's directions. And Australian Border Force has confirmed that COVID-19 has leaked into immigration detention in Melbourne. A contracted service provider has tested positive to the virus at the Melbourne Immigration Transit accommodation in Broadmeadows. Victoria reported a new record of 1,488 new local COVID cases yesterday and 2 deaths. New South Wales residents are being warned not to cast aside COVID-19 restrictions in order to enjoy the NRL Grand Final today. The state recorded 813 new COVID infections and 10 deaths yesterday as daily cases continue to stabilise. Fears of a postponement or relocation of the NRL Grand Final in Brisbane have mostly been allayed, as Queensland reported 2 linked cases yesterday. The ACT saw a second day in a row of 52 new cases, but health authorities say the territory's reopening plans remain on track for now. Victoria saw a surge in cases this week that was largely attributed to people breaking lockdown rules to gather socially for the AFL Grand Final last weekend. New South Wales Deputy Chief Health Officer Jeremy McInulty has urged NRL supporters not to drop their guard against the virus. Meanwhile, Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout is edging toward the 30 million jab mark, with more than 4 million doses administered in the past fortnight alone. More than 79% of Australians aged over 16 have received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine, while around 56% have been fully immunised. Overseas now, and thousands of women's rights advocates have taken to the streets across the United States to protest against recent efforts to restrict abortion access. They're the first women's marches under the Biden administration in a year when conservative lawmakers and judges in US states have put abortion rights in jeopardy. The US Supreme Court will reconvene this week to consider a constitutional challenge to a new Texas law that bans abortions after 6 weeks. The US Justice Department and abortion rights advocates, including Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel, argue the law violates the landmark 1973 case Roe v. Wade.
So it's incredibly important that we make sure that we uphold Roe v. Wade, and if that doesn't happen, we need federal protection under the law to make sure that women and doctors all around the state of Michigan and all around the United States are not literally imprisoned and are turned into criminals simply for exercising their right to choose.
Key goals for a major United Nations climate summit in Glasgow in November have been outlined at pre-event talks in Milan, Italy. The UK's president for COP26, Alok Sharma, has told the Youth for Climate Summit there's a consensus by delegates to do more to keep the 1.5 degrees Celsius warming target within reach. Mr. Sharma pledged that decisions of COP26 will be made with the voices of young people foremost in their minds. And in response to criticism by young climate activists earlier this week, Mr. Sharma agreed world leaders must deliver on the $100 billion per year pledge to help vulnerable nations tackle climate change.
We need to deliver on the $100 billion a year, and I have said many times before, and I repeat again, that delivering on the $100 billion is absolutely a matter of trust. And of course, at this COP, we also need to start the discussion on what comes in terms of post-2025, but I think the delivery on the $100 billion is going to be vital.
Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has announced he'll quit politics when his term ends, abandoning his bid to run for the vice presidency in next year's elections. The announcement comes after his opponents warned they would challenge the legality of his proposed run. Duterte, who can only serve a single six-year term as president under the Constitution, says he is bowing to the will of the people. In sport, an all-rounder Elise Perry has made history by becoming the first Australian cricketer to take 300 wickets and score 5,000 runs. Perry was unbeaten on 27 at stumps on the third day of the day-night test match with India on the Gold Coast. Earlier, the 30-year-old claimed her 300th scalp when she dismissed Pooja Vastraka on the final ball of the opening session. Australia finished the evening on 4 for 143 in reply to India's 8 declared for 377. The home side will still need 85 runs to avoid the follow-on, but with just one day remaining, the rain-marred test looks headed for a draw. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, it'll be a partly cloudy day with an expected top of 19 degrees. In Adelaide, showers easing and 19. Melbourne, showers developing and 22. In Hobart, there'll be showers and 17 degrees. Canberra, early fog and a partly cloudy day, 20. In Wollongong, it'll be mostly sunny with 24 degrees. In Sydney and Newcastle, also mostly sunny and a top of 27. Brisbane, a sunny day and 31. Cairns, mostly sunny and 32. And in Darwin, it'll be partly cloudy with an expected top of 33 degrees. That's SBS News.